This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us now to get the official word from the offices of the official person. This is official. Remember in the old days, it used to be your official weather station. Okay, who decided it was the official weather station? The guy that ran the station?
This is used all the time. I mean, how many times have you heard, you know, so-and-so is the official car of the Super Bowl?
Right.
Or this game show is the official game show of the Olympics.
Right. This is the official drink for the Patriots, whatever, whoever, mm-hmm. How they do that. Michael Harrison is here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. My name is Doug Steffen. We get together for an hour every week. This sort of corresponds with another hour talk radio review with talk host. Now it's up to Michael, who is actually the person behind the scenes, working with his staff, gathering the list of stories. And it happens to be this is the week of April 6th to the 10th. They were going to overview people list, and there's some names on there I don't even recognize. So let's get to it, Michael, and see what we've got. The list of stories is really focused on one thing and one thing only, it seems.
Sort of, yeah. The coronavirus definitely has infiltrated every topic. At number 10, we have technology. At number 9, we have the USS Theodore Roosevelt flap. At number 8, psychology and personal relationships. At number 7, we have a three-way tie between celebrities with COVID-19, Boris Johnson hospitalized, and Linda Tripp dies. That has really no connection to this. Mm-hmm. At number 6, race relations and homemade face masks. Very interesting. At number 5, presidential race and Wisconsin primary. At number 4, U.S.-China relationships and the World Health Organization controversy. At number 3, health care. At number 2, the economy. And number 1, statistics and projections. And those are the 10 basic story areas of discussion across the nation on talk shows.
All right.
In the people category... We have Brent Crozier and Thomas Modley at number 10. Maybe those are two you never heard of. They are the two people involved in the controversy over the USS Theodore. Roosevelt.
Gotcha. Okay.
One is the captain who was fired. Captain. The other is the acting Navy secretary who had to resign.
Yeah, good for him.
Linda Tripp at number 9. Those who don't know who Linda Tripp is, she's the one that tripped off the conversation about the impeachment of President Clinton when... She kind of squealed.
She was her friend. She's one of the worst human beings ever to walk the planet, as far as I'm concerned. Do you think I was too crass this week when I heard that she died? I said, good riddance.
No, I do. I don't like that type of thing, Doug. You shouldn't say that. However, objectively speaking, Linda Tripp, but, you know, it's an interesting thing. This is a human relationship, a human nature issue. If a young woman goes to an older woman and says, I want to lean on your shoulder and I want to share with you something in confidence, even without saying it's in confidence, I want you to comfort me. I want to let you know about a problem I'm having with my boss. I'm having a relationship. And you take it all down and you take notes and you record the conversation and then you go public with it and trigger a national calamity. I don't know. I mean, was her responsibility to the truth and to tell everybody, or was her responsibility to her friend and to be a discreet human being? I tend to think you've got to be discreet, but, you know, that's just me.
Me too. Yep, yeah. I'm with you. Maybe that. You said it so much more eloquently than I did.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, when you get into the area of, that person deserved to die.
Well, I didn't say that. I think that she was the example that she set for younger women, for women her own age. I've said what I'm going to say.
Yeah, so. Yeah. But it's really interesting. this is something that people deal with all the time. I mean, the personal relationships versus public responsibility. You know, loyalty to friends versus, adherence to the system. Yeah. All right, let's go to number 8, Boris Johnson. At number 7, Xi Jinping. At number 6, Kayleigh McEnany and Stephanie Grisham. And both of these are the last and the current, the newly appointed White House press secretary. Mm-hmm. Stephanie Grisham never ran a briefing. Amazing times. Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell are tied at number 5. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders at number 4. Joe Biden's the only guy left standing. Isn't that amazing?
Isn't it refreshing? We haven't had to listen to a lot of political crap, though, for the last... I mean, there's one good thing that came out of the coronavirus, and I think there'll be a lot of good things, actually, that come out of it, but the idea that we have to be hammered every day, all day long, with stuff from people who want to run for office or be in an office, it's just we needed a rest from it, and the virus has provided us with that, I think, anyway.
Yeah, interesting. Mm. Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio are at number 3. Mike Pence, Dr. Tony Fauci, and Dr. Deborah Birx occupy the second spot, the 3 of them. And Donald Trump is at number 1. And there's a snapshot of this particular week's conversation.
All right, your wife's name is Bernadette. I wonder what she has. The women who are on the DJV program with me have all had lots to say about Dr. Burke's scarves. Like, that was okay. Oh, what's the story with all those scarves? Have you even noticed her scarves? Did Bernadette say anything about her scarves?
No. Dr. Burke's scarves have not entered the consciousness of the Harrison household. What are we missing?
Well, it's the very colorful scarves. Very up to... I mean, I don't know what... I think the girls were bringing us back to an era when a lot of people used to wear scarves. I don't know that many people wear scarves today.
Well, people are wearing them now to hide their faces.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Do you have a mask?
What kind?
Okay, I should have known better than to ask that question. The kind that covers your nose,
your nostrils, your mouth. I have masks. Yeah. However, I don't go out.
No.
I haven't been out of the house in weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is under the circumstances. But you know what? You are the perfect one to discuss the technology. Number 10 this week on the story list is all the technology and how we're using it. You know, it pervades all of these things. Actually, number 10 flies into everything from 9 to number 1. Yeah. And so how are you using technology now? That is it different than before? Or are you just...
Well, I've been into being connected with everybody in the world now for about 20 years. I've been one of the proponents of new technology in the radio industry, probably the loudest voice. Wouldn't you say that I'm the loudest voice in the radio industry? I mean, I was the first...
I think you're the loudest voice in the radio industry in lots of ways.
But I have always been a proponent of the advancement of technology and its relationship to sociology. So, I communicate. That's why I could be literally in a place during isolation and not necessarily feel isolated, because I'm communicating with people all the time. Look at this moment right now.
Yep.
Do I sound like a guy stuck at home in his pajamas?
No. Terrible.
And his mask?
And his mask. Right. Yeah. Either or both of those things. Well, it is a reality. I've been doing this radio program for 32 years. It'll be, 33 starting in the fall. And I have rarely done it in my clothing. I've mostly done it in my bathrobe. And it hasn't made any difference whatsoever. A lot of people wanted to take a shower and get dressed, and they feel like they, are ready to do a battle. I don't think it makes any difference to me, but I think the comfort level that I have enjoyed over the years has helped me actually seem like a more comfortable host, because I am comfortable.
Yeah. And well, I think we're going through a period. I think we have to reevaluate clothing anyway. I really think that the general paradigm of clothing of the 19th and 20th century for men with neckties, sport jackets, dresses for women. I think that we have to reevaluate how we dress, and it should be for comfort. When you think about how uncomfortable clothing can be, how about women with high-heeled shoes and men having to wear, you know, neckties and all these things?
Why? Maybe that'll be one thing that comes out of all of this.
That's what I'm saying.
A new dress code. It will be, and what will that do to the clothing industry? I remember when I was a kid, when you flew on an airplane, you were dressed up. A lot of people that sat in first class, they were told by the airline, you got to wear a suit or a sport coat and a tie.
Restaurants wouldn't let you in if you didn't have a jacket. They'd give you an ill-fitting plaid jacket.
Right. Oh, yeah, remember that. Yeah. Oh, matter of fact, you and I, that reminds me, long time ago, you and I went to the Grill someplace in Washington. We went for dinner, and I did not have a sport coat, and they gave me one. You remember? You probably don't remember that.
I remember it vaguely. I mean, I've had that happen several times.
Yeah.
But, you know, how about black tie events? How many times have you not gone to an industry event because it's black tie and you don't want to? And most men don't fit into their tuxedos. You buy it either when you're down on weight and you're feeling good, so you buy your own tux, or you know. So it means you invariably you check out the tux. It's too tight or too loose.
I got the one. I've got two of them. One from the early days and one from the newer, from the more recent days. So I can fit no matter what my size.
Right. Well, that's good. But a lot of men actually turn down going to events because they don't want to go through the rigmarole.
What?
And formal attire for men. I mean, cummerbunds. I have to say, with total respect to the. To the guys out there that think it's cool to wear bow ties, it's a certain type of man.
Yes, it is.
You won't catch me dead.
Starchy. Yeah. Did we go when we were at the Radio Hall of Fame? Did we wear a tux that night?
Me, I didn't.
No, I don't think I did either. I think you just had on a suit. No. Yeah. All right, Michael's, we're waning and waxing philosophical, which is number 8 this week. Psychology, philosophy, relationships, that sort of thing. We'll get to that in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, with a reminder about how to stay healthy. MyPillow helps you stay healthy. So go to MyPillow.com, promo code DJV when checking out. That's the way to save money and be healthy.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
This is a national health care alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. Toll free at this number. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pair of diabetic socks as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and have insurance, you may qualify to get free delivery of your supplies.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
We'll be right back. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're talking about what we're eating here off the air. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here with a review of the stories, the people, things that stick out. One of the things, when you look at how you're living, the number eight is the psychology of where we are kind of in relationships. I think that couples well with technology, frankly, because that's how we're staying connected, most of us. But Michael just let me in on something that I didn't know. He was quite a good cook, and he's been cooking up a storm. And it sounded like you really were enjoying it. I mean, the tone of your voice as you were telling
me. I love cooking. I love cooking anyway. I mean, I haven't become a cook as a result of this. I do cook a lot more often because I also like eating out. And that's been one of the sacrifices I've made. You know, I like to go to restaurants. And I don't necessarily like fancy restaurants. I like, you know, mom and pop.
Diners. I love to go to diners.
Diners, mom and pop dives, you know, places that are just unique.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan of that. But I've been cooking, and I've been trying different things. And, you know, cooking, you control the health value of the food. You don't know what they put into stuff at restaurants
exactly.
to make it taste good. And you can control the cost of cooking. It's cheaper. It's not cheap, but it's cheaper to cook at home than to go out to eat every night.
Yeah, so that is. Yeah. So I want to get from you your observations about the focus and the focus, the reality of conversation on the radio today, and there still is a political element to it for sure.
Oh yeah.
But is that waning? Is it waxing? Is it temporarily on the back burner, or is it still very prominent?
It's very prominent. It's just evolving. There'll always be a political element to political talk radio. Come on.
Yeah,
like even on sports radio, there's no sports going on, but they're playing old games, and they're talking history. You know, this is political talk radio. It's news talk, but news and politics go hand in hand. So I'm not somebody who's going to say, oh, yeah, we're going to stop talking politics. I'd hate to see the day we stop talking politics.
Me too.
It's part of our freedom in this country. So talk away.
Well, but if you look at the ratings, and I don't mean too much shop talk here, but this is sort of a new normal. We've developed personalities, local and national, that have become very important to a lot of people who depend on the radio. The music stations, not so much anymore, but there are a lot of good talk hosts locally and nationally who have become a real focus. You look at the ratings for a lot of these stations, podcasts as well, how many more people are listening because they want either the companionship or the information. Which do you think is more important, Michael?
They're even. That's a balance. I think the companionship is extremely important. It's an extremely important part of radio. I think the entertainment is extremely important. We just have to understand what is entertaining. You know, some people think entertainment means telling jokes and doing shtick and being silly. No. Entertainment is what's, I guess the word is engaging. There's a word you'll hear. Rather than say entertaining, engaging, meaning, whoa, what's this guy saying? And, of course, information. And truthful information, or at least honesty and intent, that the person talking to you is giving you companionship, is making you engaged, and is informing you with something you need to know.
I saw a survey suggesting, especially for all talk stations, news talk stations, that sort of thing, a listener survey that gives all of us high marks for coverage of this. And I think that it's mostly because it isn't quite the same hammer as you see with the television. Am I just imagining that, or you think that's what it's about? It's a personality.
TV's off the rails. I mean, they're all just nuts.
It is crazy.
They're nuts. They're fear-mongering. They're fear-mongering. They're really sensationalizing this.
Yeah, so what is that? What toll do they pay for that? We'll talk about that in the next half hour here as we continue on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says this Easter is a time for Americans to feel hope because we are beating the coronavirus.
Right now we're keeping separation. We're getting rid of the plague. It's a plague on our country like nobody's ever seen. But we're winning the battle. We're winning the war.
On Twitter, he said, "Governors, get your state's testing programs and apparatus perfected. Be ready. Big things are happening. No excuses." Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health says some of the latest numbers are looking better.
It's, you know, cautious optimism that we are seeing that decrease. And if you look at the patterns of the curves in other countries, once you turn that corner, hopefully we'll see a very sharp decline. And then you can start thinking about how we can keep it that way and prevent it from resurging.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week of April 6th to the 10th. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the stories, do a little cherry picking. You have the stats at number one, and I wonder, as I look at the number of ICU beds, the number of people who are getting treated with various things, the printing from France of the results of the testing, the official real testing that's going on that has so many people confused to use ZPAC and malaria drug or not. That seems to be driven in a rather strange, awkward way here, because even in the government, they're doing testing of this stuff. One doctor says, oh, no, this isn't reliable, it's not good. And now the doctor says, well, if doctors know what they're doing and they know what the shortcomings are, i.e. for this medication, it's if you have a certain heart problem, you shouldn't take it. But other than that, pretty much good for everybody, as the French and the Europeans have proven. So everybody's scratching their head wondering, why in the world is this so difficult? So you look around at all of these sorts of things, Michael, and you wonder how important are the stats. You've got a number one, so they must be important. I saw a survey the other day of 15 things people want to know, and the number one thing on it is how many people have it.
Yeah. No, the stats and projections are in the number one topic. That's the thing that people are talking about most is what's the projection? How many people are going to die? How many people have died? How many people have it? For example,
pretty
at
morbid,
this moment. At this, yeah. And, of course, the stats are not accurate because we don't have enough testing.
The Chinese are lying through their teeth.
And the Chinese are, you know, I hate to say it, but the Chinese are going to have to pay the piper when this is done because more and more people are aware at how much of a role the communist Chinese government has played in the origins and the spread of this disease through misinformation and who knows what else. But as of this moment in the world, there are 1,605,548 cases of coronavirus diagnosed. There have been 356,161.
I think you meant 1 million.
I said 1,605,548. That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
Recoveries 356,161, and there have been 95,808 deaths. In the U.S., which has the most of any country, and New York has more than many countries, we have 469,121 confirmed cases, 26,448 recoveries, 16,676 deaths in the U.S. as of the moment we're doing this.
But you see, where we haven't put the Chinese number, the real number, the people at the Epoch Times telling us and you and anybody else who listen to their stats that the numbers coming out of China need to be multiplied by 40 in order to get the real true number of people who have died, who have had this thing. They let everybody run around in Wuhan last week, and now there are more cases that have developed as we do this at the end of the week. And the fact that they, it's just amazing, you know, the lying and the deception. It's almost, you know, we've all known somebody in our lives who was like that, but they have a whole government.
Pathological liars, yes.
Yeah.
We all know pathological liars, and the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, is the biggest collection of pathological liars we've ever seen in our lifetime. Yeah. I mean, this is we have got to come to terms with that. I'm not a warmonger. Isn't it unusual hearing me be so political?
Yes.
Well, that's how serious this is.
It is. So, and then we need to do the economics of how much stuff, the fact that we're all of our drugs are manufactured. People have got to wake up and held themselves accountable for this problem. It isn't.
Yeah.
It's a universal problem.
We have all played into it.
Absolutely. Right. Cars got all the stuff from China in them. The health care. It has to stop. And maybe it'd be interesting to see if somebody in the political spectrum has the starch to stand up and say,
Somebody has. And it's Donald J. Trump.
Yep.
Donald Trump has, you know, whether you like him or not, and you know how I feel about Trump. There are things about him I do not like, and there are things about him I'll give him credit where it's
likewise.
Due. Yep, got to give him credit for being the first president in the last, five presidencies to hold the Chinese accountable. When he was first saying it, people go, oh, come on, let's not start a war with China, a trade war.
The ex Jinping, or whatever, Xi Jinping.
Do you know how many people in this country have their heads up the you-know-what of the Chinese government because of their financial gain? Exactly.
Yep.
Money. We're selling out our future.
Selling out everything. And senator from, Tennessee, I can't remember his name, is introducing legislation to bring back to Puerto Rico the tax benefits that made that the headquarters of all the drugs being made in America. They were all done in Puerto Rico. And then the Clinton era, they yanked all of the tax benefits, so they all went to, the drug companies went to China to get all this stuff made. And they're using poison to put the covers on some of the pills are actually, the coatings are poisonous.
Well, that I don't know, so I'm careful about
those kinds of claims.
I don't know about that, but all I'm saying is that economically and otherwise, we are in a very bad state of balance when it comes to what's good for the United States in terms of our relationship with China.
Maybe that's one of the good things that comes out of all of this. Hey, would you like to take a shot at listing at this point? This thing isn't over for a while yet. And maybe months, could be years, who knows? But at this point, how have we benefited? What do you think the benefits are to us as a people, as a country? What's better?
Well, whenever there's a hardship and there's a national crisis, it often brings out the best in people. So we're readjusting our priorities. We're understanding the importance of nurses, doctors, firefighters, police, first responders, neighbors, family, human relations. That's the number one thing we're getting. Number two, we're moving our technology forward 10 years and 10 months. And the way our society is structured technologically is going to be advanced when we come out of this thing. Third, we've changed the political dialogue. You and I talked about that earlier. We're no longer petty left versus right arguments. We now have more important arguments, some of which are reshuffling the deck of what we used to consider, you know, left-wing ideology versus right-wing ideology. We're updating our political dialogue and being less demonizing of each other and more unified. I think those are very important. And perhaps in the process, we will come up with vaccines and medicine that will not only put this particular coronavirus that we're dealing with into the, you know, the ash heap of history, but maybe we'll have new ways of dealing with future pandemics and other viruses as well.
I just think that we've done a lot of good stuff in the name of helping people. We are a country that really is. I'm frustrated because I can't give blood. Have you tried to give blood? I can't seem to find a place that I can make an appointment.
Now's a tough time to go out and give blood, but I'm sure now's a tough time to do anything that has to do with illness. Now's a tough time to have elective surgery. Now's a tough time to have dialysis. Now's a tough time to have any kind of operation. Now's a tough time to get a toothache. This is a rough time. So when we're done with this, I will make sure that you know how to get blood.
Thank you. That'd be very nice of you. I wouldn't want to own an office building. I saw a survey, 82% of people working at home don't expect to return to the office full time.
Who told you that a few weeks ago?
I think it was Michael Harrison.
I mean, that's when people are able to work from home and all the technology is there, not only are they not going to want to go back to work, their bosses aren't going to want them to come back.
You know, what's also interesting is you see these late night shows or some of these now these at home shows that are being produced. And the interesting anecdote of kids running in front of the camera. My daughter is a professor at UCLA. And so now they're teaching at home. And so she had to go into the bedroom to close the door and have some privacy. And my 5-year-old grandson, who is at home as well, like everybody else, comes running in the room, Mommy, Mommy! And she's in the middle of it, and the kids loved it. You know, they saw the dog, they see the kid. There's a realness to it that we need, I think, to kind of break down some of the barriers we have.
Yeah, I do want to encourage anybody who's broadcasting from their home, like Vice President Biden or a lot of these TV anchors, be careful what books are in your shelf. People are looking to see what you read.
And you thought about that.
It's something I figured out years ago.
What is in Biden's books? What is he reading?
I'm trying to figure it out. It's all blurry because he's got them on they're on an angle. Oh. But I definitely am going to decipher, see what... It doesn't necessarily mean what he reads. I mean, I don't know how many people read books anymore, but it's still interesting. What I'm saying is, you can get yourself in a world of trouble by not thinking out the background when you're broadcasting from your home. You know, people have been busted for many an infraction by not realizing because they're so used to it. It's home. They don't realize that not everybody has dust bunnies that are 5 pounds or have books that make it appear you're... political subversive or frivolous,
right.
or God knows what else.
The holy grail of conversation. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, a reminder about your health and well-being. Most of the people who are getting sick, 78% of them, in fact, are obese. They have problems tied to their health that have to do with what they weigh, what they eat, that sort of thing. And so as a result of that, it's time for me to help you get out of that hole, that conundrum, that problem. And the way to do it is to lose weight using Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitren. Excuse me, I get so excited. Careful. That's it.
Please continue.
I think I will. Thank you very much. It may be shorter, though, after that. Calitren, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. You want yourself to be healthy. You want to get through all of this madness and have the best chance you can of being healthy on the other side. And you got to lose the weight to do it. Weight is the problem with most people's health. It is. It's just you're too heavy. You eat the wrong stuff. So buy three, get three free. Buy 30, get 30 free. All that deal connected to using the discount code DJV. Get free shipping as well at toploss.com.
A health threat anywhere is a health threat everywhere. I'm Dr. Phil. A new coronavirus outbreak called COVID-19 started in China and is spreading to many countries, including the U.S. It's critical to get the facts about how to protect our friends and loved ones. While CDC is working with states and communities to stop the spread of the virus, health workers and emergency response efforts need our support. The CDC Foundation, a nonprofit organization, is focusing on immediate and critical needs that help protect our communities here at home and those around the world. We can all play a role in stopping this deadly virus. Get updates, learn how to protect your friends and family, and find out how to help. Go to cdcfoundation.org. That's cdcfoundation.org. Together, our impact is greater.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the CDC Foundation.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, one of the things that I like to tout about Michael and his world is the weekly interview he does with somebody specifically from our field. So the MH Interview, MHinterview.com, this week Michael interviews the fellow who's running a station that has heritage identity, WABC. And now that it has new ownership, what's on the horizon there, Michael?
Well, that's kind of interesting. WABC is owned by one company. That's the only station they own. It's not a corporate, mega corporate thing. The guy that owns it, John Katsimatidis, loves New York radio, loves WABC, loves radio. And this is going to be a throwback to the good old days and maybe the beginning of a renaissance of small, not small in terms of money, but small in terms of numbers, ownership of radio stations. It could be a renaissance. Very exciting, so we're watching it carefully.
Check it out. Michael Harrison Interview, MHinterview.com. You can find it also at talkers.com, where you can find all the latest info on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour, magic time here. Every week we go through the top five items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan is here to do the honors with me. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on number five. First, Victoria, Facebook and the new app.
Yes, Facebook has launched a new dating feature, and it's designed specifically for couples. It's called Tuned, like staying in tune with each other. It encourages couples to create an intimate social network just between the two of them. It's an iOS-only app for right now, meaning it's iPhone-only. They have not rolled out anything for Android yet, but you can share your mood, you can exchange music, you can create a digital scrapbook of all of this time that we have together. So Spotify is connected to it, so you can share songs. And you can send each other photos and notes and cards and things like that. So it's kind of cute. I don't know, you know, how popular it'll be once we're not in isolation anymore. But for the time being, it's something that if you want to just connect with your partner, it's a really cute way to do it.
Let me get some vision here. This is for people who are trying to get together, not couples already, because couples getting together like this would be swingers, the swingers club.
Well, look, anyone can use it, but it is designed for couples.
For two people to get together, not for couples to be with other couples.
No. For existing couples. This is not a dating app. It's for existing couples to connect with each other.
Okay. It's not for swingers. Okay, number four.
No. Number four, Peloton has
Peloton's suspending live classes. What are they offering then?
So what they are doing, which is pretty cool, if you have a bike at home, you do not, this is the thing about Peloton, you don't need to have a Peloton bike, which will set you back $2,800. You can use any stationary bike that you have in your home. And the Peloton app is now free for 90 days. And so they have suspended their live classes, but they do have a lot of pre-taped classes. it doesn't matter if the classes are live or not, especially if you don't have the Peloton bike, which has the screen that's attached to it. So if you just want to get a really good workout, you can use, they have a treadmill app, they have the biking app, and they have a walking app. So all of it is free for the next, if you sign up before the end of the month, you get free classes on the app, which you can also have on your TV. If you have a smart TV, the whole TV will become the app, which is very cool, and it's all free for 90 days.
All right. Number three, working toward number one, Verizon canceling. Ah, here they are again. Your heroes, Verizon.
Yeah, bad news for anybody who is looking for internet connectivity, especially if you've recently moved, then obviously you need, in most cases, you need a technician to come into your home to set up your internet. This is pretty devastating right now because so many people, almost everyone we know, is working from home and kids are learning from home. And if you don't have the internet, I don't even know what you would do besides using your cell phone as a hotspot, and then you're going to have an immense, immense bill at the end of the month. So if you are planning on using Verizon, if you can do the self-install, which I was fortunate enough, our building was pre-wired for it, so I did the self-install. It takes about an hour. If you can do that, that's great. If not, this is really a bad time to need internet.
Yeah, that's for sure. Number two this week is a focus on Amazon. They're doing something that could. Apparently, yes. Would you agree?
This is very good. So Amazon is temporarily extending all of the return windows due to the virus. So if you live in the U.S. or Canada, most items ordered on Amazon between March 1st, they're dating it back to March 1st, and April 30th, you now have a return window that lasts until May 31st of 2020. Depending on where you are in the country, like if you're in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, I suspect that they will probably push this back maybe even into June because they don't, you know, we're not encouraging people to go out to the post office or the FedEx store or UPS to mail these items back. So I think that it'll probably get pushed back further in those areas. But for the rest of the country who hasn't been as deeply impacted as the East Coast, then you've got until May 31st to return all of your items. Apple has done the same thing. All of the retail stores for Apple have been closed since March 14th. Now, we don't know when they're going to reopen, but Apple says when they do reopen, you'll have an additional 2 weeks after that to return your Apple items to the store.
All right. Number one, Instacart got a new deal.
Yeah, Instacart has just, they have done it's unbelievable how much business Instacart is doing. I think it's like a 300% increase recently. So now they've been so busy that no one can find a delivery window. So they've introduced two new options this week. Fast and Flexible is designed for people who need their shopping done as soon as possible. And instead of giving a specific delivery window, they assign the first available shopper. So you'll have to maybe wait a day or two, but you will get your groceries. And then Order Ahead is for people who maybe don't need something for another week or so, and that allows you to, in advance, they've extended it by another week, so you can actually place your order and know in a week or two you will be getting your groceries.
Speaking of countdown, technology, the things we've just been talking about, many of them are in the top 10 story list this week from Talkers Magazine. Interesting. Countdown, been heard on.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.